What do you do after a car accident? Almost 40 people in Washington State are asking this question today, with more than 1,000 people in the United States, and this number globally is almost 10 times as high. Are you seeking the answers to this question? Do you know where to turn? Who can be trusted to protect your interest? Will you let fear dictate your destiny? Or will you take trouble by the reins and fight for fair and just outcomes? What to do after a car accident? Number one, stay calm. Process what has just happened to you. Next, consider others in your vehicles and down the line to other vehicles involved in the collision. Have a camera handy. Take pictures from your current position if not seriously injured. If anyone is seriously injured, dial 911 immediately. Typically, there are plenty of phones around and someone may have already called. When asked questions at the scene, be sure to keep with the facts and speak only to law enforcement and medical teams attempting to evaluate what has happened. Have a copy of book Car Accident in your car. Go to the back of the book and use a checklist to help remember things to write down. There is room to also write notes you may feel are important. Be sure to get checked out by a physician if in significant pain. Contact your insurance company, yet take a moment to review your insurance policy so you'll know what's available. Be advised, insurance companies do not always put insurance rights as a priority over investors, so they do not always operate in your best behalf. If you find them working against you instead of providing support in your insurance policy, proceed with caution. Visit my blog, radio, and YouTube sites to help discern things to look for and also what to look out for. It's typically within the first months actions are taken to reduce or eliminate claims by insurance companies. Personal injury attorneys are also an option. However, they may not always be helpful in resolving claims. Remember, insurance companies hold all the money in resolving car collisions, and if they choose to play hardball with your claim, they can also cause your medical providers and legal representation financial harm as an attempt to get them to roll over, so to speak. Learn as much as you can about being involved in a collision. October is Car Accident Awareness Month. Take a day to plan and prepare for an unexpected collision, so if it happens, you won't be completely caught off guard. Prioritizing personal goals will decide what is lost or gained in most cases. When recovery is ranked at the top, outcomes can be as good as it gets. If financial safety and security is protected, what is available will last longer. This may be one of the biggest surprises encountered in a lifetime. Collisions have changed lives in an instant, and what is done afterwards helps to move forward or be left behind. Thank you for joining me, Estra, today for a talk about what to do after a car accident from Seattle, Washington, USA. This journey typically has a lot of bumps in the road, yet with a bit of planning, experiencing a bit of bruising is better than being thrown under the bus. Join in on the conversation by dialing 718-766-4385 to share your comments. Again, that's 718-766-4385. When preparing for surviving a car accident, the top five things to consider. Number one is financial stability. Number two is personal recovery. Number three is personal injury claim process. Number four is preparing for hardships. And number five, which is my favorite, is never give up until goals are achieved. One of the first things to happen when injured in a car accident is the loss of financial stability. Unexpected expenses occur while income begins to dry up. Depending on the level of past savings and sources of family wage earnings, this can mean hardships on the way. Immediately begin making tough choices to slow down the rate money is going out. Gauge where you are now attempt to estimate length of time possibly out of work, and begin seeking ways to replace this income. Whatever options you choose, recognize there will be opposition to their use, but do not be deterred. Unfortunately, in some cases, it is easier for some to receive money for insurance than to pay out claims. Therefore, be vigilant in choosing insurance options of any kind. Remember, money is in your possession, is what is in your control. So a savings plan developed by and for you is always the best option. Starting small does grow. In fact, any method of saving will benefit you. It is always better to start while you are working and have income regularly available. In some instances, it is rare to consider when tragedy strikes or even minor problems like a car repair. Yet, all circumstances are more difficult when ill-prepared. So it is always wise to start before an injury. Recognize that the average salary today does not make it easy to cover expenses. The cost of living and wage inequality is a burden for most people to bear. However, by choosing to make the difficult decisions now, it will allow for a better future outcome. Yes, you may end up having your money dried up, but realizing what is available to help you get through it and stretch out what you do have will take it as far as it'll go. And it also provides time for a learning curve and a transition to a lower lifestyle. Yes, you can do it. Just do not give up. Look for opportunities in the hard times. Remember, with any options, the attitudes may be one of let the buyer beware. In other words, there may be a price to pay for invoking these options. So make sure to read that fine print. It is easy to get into financial traps and difficult to get out. Some of these options are short-term and long-term disability claims through your employer if paying insurance out of your earnings from work. Auto insurance PIP policies is another option. If it is a large insurance claim and is not your fault, the other driver's insurance may be willing to pay out a portion of a future settlement in order to make life easier and reduce the cost of the claim. Most people tend to be more appreciative when the struggle to survive is reduced, especially when dealing with significant injuries. And also local and state human resources. Although help is typically minimal in their case, it is a step in the right direction in keeping the lights on. Social Security disability is a long process and getting more difficult, yet if you're paying monthly insurance premium from your check, this is a viable option too. If it appears, injuries will be long-term. You can go to any Social Security office to apply. Therefore, review the reputation of each office for fair and equal treatment prior to selections. Be informed and prepared before going. Nonprofit agencies and communities can be great resources in learning about what is currently available and ways others are surviving in the same predicament. Most importantly, no matter how bleak life looks, do not give up. You can overcome and not be a victim. Keep your mind positive and hold on to your money. It can be a long journey. Others do not give credibility to you. It is something that begins within each individual, a value system nurtured and matured. You decide what is of value. This is why training children is so important. One cannot decide what others choose to say or believe about you. In fact, there will always be some percentage of haters or intimidators or someone with a set of issues. However, confidence brings a peace of mind and understanding that is not easily shaken. Knowing who you are will hinder the actions of others to force agendas on your psyche, stopping a loss of confidence in yourself and be swayed to their way of thinking. In the movie Trading Places, a line of, quote, just be yourself, they can't take that from you, end quote, in my opinion, says a lot about credibility. When staying true to yourself, no matter the challenge or fierce opposition, Prevail by choosing to stand on your beliefs. Do not allow demeaning attempts of coercion to generate falsehoods or word bullets to lower your self-esteem. Understand the goal may be to belittle down into the lowest levels possible. But in order to get to this level, or all-time low, you will have to follow them down this path. So the answer is simple. Don't. Mistreatment may come in many forms. The objective may be the same, to force you to give in or give up. Make the decision early that you will persevere through whatever may come your way, that you will hold on to your self-respect and integrity, and that you will do as you have always done. Your best, no more and no less. Credibility can only be shaken if you fall prey to preconceived notions of who you are. You alone hold the lever of credibility by your actions towards yourself, others, your community, country, and our world. Your actions are an extension of your beliefs. The saying of, I have to live with myself and so, I have to be fit for myself to know, also says a lot about credibility. Do not allow shame-based tactics to determine your actions. Acknowledge who you are, have been, and will be in the future. Do not be vilified by anyone or any company. A line in The Lion King describes what happens when you fall into this type of bullying. Quote, you have forgotten who you are, end quote, which from my perspective leaves many individuals lost, confused, and humiliated. Therefore, continue to be the best person you can be by loving and being true to yourself. In my opinion, today's credibility rules and definitions are currently set up to keep those in power in a position to squelch the dreams and hopes of 80% of the people who may be attentive to the injustices in our society. Today, internet provides more avenues for everyday people to learn more and evaluate the credibility of people firsthand in their own words. In this way, many outdated methods of pegging people will no longer be advantageous for a few people. In the last few years, we've seen the media's beliefs regarding individuals be ignored and the people in their communities or country take a totally different stance. Freedom of information is what the internet brings. People will base their decisions on who you are. Really, it's there for most people to easily see. Do not be overcome by harassment, intimidation, cyberbullying, or whatever deviant actions come your way. Your credibility stands, period. Let no mind, money, or other games convince you otherwise. Your credibility is here before, during, and after a car accident. Most people are decent and hardworking, with families who do their best at bringing up their children as responsible adults. Few find perfection along the way, albeit corporations by buying it. You are the same person as before the accident, and your credibility is still intact. Always remember there are hundreds of Estra brand car accident information and support tools at your disposal, and many of them are free to use. Select Estra's car accident playlist out on YouTube, which contains 11 free videos to show many of the experiences that can be encountered after a collision. Taking on unfair practices of major corporations can make it difficult for policyholders to access legitimate links. Therefore, do not hesitate to type in the link yourself online. For example, if you go out to YouTube, you used to be able to type Estra and all of the links would come up. Now, harassers have added many new Estras out there and some of the links are now buried. So make sure to type in Estra's car accident or Estra Seattle to find legitimate links. Tools are important in being able to work through the process of getting through a collision. And my book, Car Accident by Estra, shares those personal experiences of being involved in several collisions. And it provides helpful insights into by-stepping pitfalls most injured often don't think about until they've been taken advantage of. So this is a must-read book. You will also find the 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes, and it's available for support and encouragement. It's as great as a gift or personal use. The 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for an organized approach to documenting your collision is available all year round. So make sure to stop by my official car accident site for additional information. each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Esther, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. You can read, listen, or watch topics which will help you make more informed decisions. And you are always welcome at legitimate Estra site. Thank you for listening today, because it is only with your continued knowledge about the insurance industry, self-insured employer insurance programs, long-term disability, can we make a difference in creating insured civil rights laws and legislations which can make this more fair and equitable for policyholders. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. So be sure to take 3 minutes and tell us about how you've been affected. Let's meet back here next Monday, which is our new day and our new time at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up.